This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy New Year. We are now into the year 2018. Glad to be here. Glad that the season is over. I have been dredging through it to get back to work. I am not the kind of guy to sit around and wait for what we have to do. Do all that you can do today so you don't have to worry about doing it tomorrow is always been my motto, and it's interesting to note as well, it lines up with scripture, redeem the time for the days are evil. But here we are, 2018, glad to be here once again. I just had a thought, I lost that thought. If that thought comes back, I'll bring it, interject it into our conversation. It was an important thought. It's one of those, right? One of those thoughts. But Happy New Year, friends. We appreciate you. Last week, we told you, well, we told you much, actually. But we also asked you the question, who told you that? And George Orwell said political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. Then we started talking about the political affiliations and their parties, then church denominations, and then we brought about the answer as to why we are where we're at today, because we have failed to do our own homework. Then we also went over and explained the new definition of something called deconstructionism, which was created in the 1960s, and then we were getting over to the answers, and also something that R.W. Barber in 1900 said. He said this, he said, he who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew, rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. And then what we did is we pushed forward on a side note. This also explains the softening down of the continents and character of the scriptural Christ and his disciples and the disciples of Christ. So we're going to get to that after I get off the first and second segment, which is really important information going forward. Folks, here, I spend much time on this. I spend much time on exposing corruption. There's a brand new meme out on Facebook. Meet the governor of California, Jerry Brown. He spent $25 billion on illegal immigration. He spent $25 billion of your taxpayer dollars to allure illegals into the country. Now, I don't know if America has become that dumbed down not to know the difference between treason, folks, and what it really means, because this is an act of treason. And it also further solidifies the point that these criminals, and criminals they are, until you begin to call them criminals, nothing's going to change. But this lunatic in California, Jerry Brown, is so far out of the scope of authority that, folks, he literally needs to be removed and prosecuted. And until that message is sent to those that serve we the people, that you're not going to do what you want outside of what you swore that you would uphold to do, namely the enumerated laws found in our Constitution, we're going to deal with you. When you go to Article 2, Section 4, again, it says the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for conviction of treason. There you have it, folks. Bribery or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And doesn't it also further solidify the point, friends, that they don't work for you? Daily Wire just reported, for most Americans, the first moments of the new year are ones of celebration and excitement. Folks, we're not going to overlook our obligation and our duty to God and man because it's the new year. No, we're going to zero in and quicken ourselves to our responsibility so we can have a good 2018 by dealing with the corruption and sending the message that we're not going to tolerate your crimes. That's the answer to all of the dilemmas. It really is. Judgment. Because it guards our liberties. In California, it's also a time to take stock of which new, they're not laws, they're policies for none other than Governor Jerry Brown, which control legislature, which will make your lives in California, and keep in mind, America, what starts in California trickles all the way down. But this is going to frustrate you just a little bit, friends, I hope. Number one, the entire state will now ignore U.S. immigration laws. America, this is the unthinkable. It really, truly is. The entire state of California is now going to ignore U.S. immigration laws. Can I ask you something, America? Where did he derive the authority to implement something called law, which is not law? It's null and void because it runs contrary to the Constitution. Our forefathers said nugatory. But this is supposedly something that just passed as of today in 2018 concerning the new year. The entire state will now ignore U.S. immigration laws. Hey, folks, either you ignore and protest the likes of these criminals or else you can say goodbye to your country. And read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 when you get a moment. It's a promise. This is judgment that the American people would stand down and allow mayors and governors to not only ignore U.S. immigration laws, but to lure them in. Folks, does that not beg the question as to who's responsible for September 11th? Does that not beg the question as to why all these bureaucracies that have been created since September 11, 2001, why they're all aimed at you and me? You're the great obstacle to the New World Order, said George Soros. I didn't say it. I didn't make it up. But again, this is what's happening in California. Six insane coming from the insane Californian policies that go into effect on Monday. That's today. The entire state will now ignore U.S. immigration laws. I want to set the record straight. Again, and give you reference to law to show you who the criminal is. 8 U.S. Code and 1324, bringing in and harboring certain aliens, okay? To bring them in is conspiracy. It's engaging in a conspiratorial act, friends, according to this law. Aids or abets the commission of any of the preceding acts, it's a felony, okay? And it also tells us that those aliens that come into the United States of America, if they commit a crime, which they already have by coming in illegally, the person that allured them in, namely Jerry Brown, and the mayors throughout the United States that have allured them in, they are responsible for the crimes of the illegal aliens that they brought in the first place. That's the message you need to send, and it's called law.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for making us the number one show, my friends. We truly appreciate it. This is great. It just means we got a whole lot of people listening right now. We have 91 affiliates in the United States of America and 53 countries on the outside looking in, and we appreciate your listenership, and we will do our best to stick to the answers to the dilemma, not just in this country, but worldwide. It's the Word of God. And look to our Constitution. Unlike Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who went to Egypt sometime back, a couple of years ago, she said, don't emulate our Constitution. And she's sitting on your Supreme Court, America. I had a guy this morning, by the way, that said to me, the scripture says in Acts 5:29 that we must obey God rather than man. I understand and believe that. Yep. But with a question mark, though, folks. He's not quite sure yet. However, the scripture also says to subject yourselves to the authorities. Can I ask you something, America? Who ordained those authorities? God did. And he's talking about Romans 13. And he said sometimes he's a part of law enforcement. And he says sometimes I'm placed into a position to enforce a rule, law, or ordinance which I do not feel is morally correct. Then you don't do so. This is a police officer, friends. You yourself promised to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. So help me God. Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means both foreign and domestic. And it reminds me of the Nuremberg trials after Hitler had a free hand at doing what he did. And all of those good subjects that he had working for him that told the courts that they were just taking orders. No, if they were doing what they were supposed to be doing, they would have been protesting Adolf Hitler, not taking Adolf Hitler's orders. Matter of fact, the first thing it was said by President Harry Truman that the laws of God and man have been violated. That's how they began the court proceedings. And really what it comes down to is people are just becoming so wishy-washy, and they profess their love for God, yet when it's time to prove their love for God and man, they're looking for a reason that they don't have to do it. They want to get rid of the cross. See, the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. But it's interesting, I have a law enforcement agent, and I'm not capping on the guy. I'm just saying, listen, you swore to uphold the Constitution. Do your part and stand against lawlessness. He said, sometimes I'm placed in the position to enforce a rule, law, or ordinance which I do not feel is morally correct. Where in Scripture does God tell us to disobey Him? And it's funny how people continuously bring up Romans 13. What does it say in Romans 12:21? That precedes Romans 13. We're to overcome evil with good. It's interesting how people strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. And furthermore, again, what begs the question is, where is anybody in this country, anybody that calls themselves a Christian or a public servant, where has God commanded you to disobey His word? A just and a holy God is now telling you to disobey His word and to subject yourself to a tyrant? Really? I'd like to see that. I would really like to see that. And what it comes down to is the American people dealing with corruption, because if you fail to deal with the corruption, you're not going to have anything to deal with. You're not going to have anything to fight for, because it's all going to be gone. But isn't it funny how people just strain at the gnat and swallow the camel? And that's why I am continuously reiterating my point by making reference to the law. To the law. Not to what some tyrant wants to dictate. By the way, tyranny in Webster's 1828 defined out as arbitrary or despotic exercise of power. The exercise of power over subjects other and others with a rigor not authorized by law or justice. And that's exactly right. I'm highlighting right now six insane Californian policies that go in effect today. Can I ask you something? Where has he derived his authority to tear away at the laws of the Constitution of the United States of America and give them to a bunch of illegals to destroy our country? See, it's either tyrants are going to be removed, or else you're going to lose your freedoms. There's no in-between. And see, it comes down to this, what Robert Wyndham rightly said. He was the Speaker of the House during the 1800s. He said, either you're going to be ruled by the Bible, or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. There is no in-betweenites. It's just that simple. So let me get to this. Six insane Californian policies that go into effect Monday because the American people let them. The entire state will now ignore U.S. immigration laws. That's insane right there. And because it worked so well in San Francisco, Californians decided that the entire state should ignore federal immigration laws. SB 54 forbids law enforcement officials from asking someone's immigration or holding them for immigration and customs enforcement agents unless they have been convicted of a crime. Well, let me say it this way. If they've crossed over into the border illegally, they've already committed the crime. AB 291 prohibits landlords, you know, like private citizens who own private property, from reporting renters who are in the U.S. illegally. Hey, folks, listen to me. Baloney. Hogwash. They're testing the people to see how far they can roll over you, friends. But again, I want to ask you the question, because it begs it. Who's the terrorist? Remember, the definition of terrorist is what? In Oxford's English, the original definition of terrorist is government by intimidation. Is that not what this is? You better bet your bottom dollar that's what this is. He has no lawful authority to implement this in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, if you looked at it in the eyes of the law, you can look at Jerry Brown, this lunatic from California, and clearly define that he is a criminal. Clearly. Number two, the DMV is raising vehicle registration fees. This is a minor blip in California's war on cars, but it's a frustrating one because really this is the only thing that could make the DMV experience even worse. SB1 increases vehicle registration fees between, listen carefully, $25 and $175 depending on the vehicle's value. Folks, you are being taxed to death. Taxed to death. You know, there's nothing more violating to me when you look at all the taxes that we have never approved, that we are paying for on a daily basis for our own demise. When you go down south, for example, you go into Florida. You get off the plane, you get your car, you drive out, you go do your event. But on the way, guess what? You got to stop and pay a toll. I mean, as if to suggest the state paid for those roads in the first place. And then what they want to do is convince you that somehow or another they were the ones that paid for it, and then you need to pay another tax to have the privilege to drive down the road that you originally paid for in the first place. That is tyranny. That is tyranny. And it's out of hand, America. Either we're going to right the wrongs in this up-and-coming year, or we're going to be completely wronged out of everything that we have. The other day I was driving down, you know how they're talking healthcare and how they've renamed it, and I've highlighted this several times as well. But isn't it interesting how, you know, you look at all of these everywhere you go, literally, even to these little communities, you're seeing these new clinics go up. I mean, you want to talk about the health, the medical industry has just boomed since the 80s and 90s, like over the top. You can't even look anywhere practically without seeing a hospital or a clinic. You know, and I was thinking about this the other day, friends. Do you realize what healthcare is all about? Because it's unconstitutional. It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8. That's another question to ask them rather than to try to figure out how you're going to pay for it. Where did you derive that authority to implement something that's unconstitutional, right? But I just thought about, do you realize that this is nothing but the federal government forcing you to support and supporting the medical industry? Do you realize that's what this is all about? They're forcing you to support the medical industry. And isn't it interesting how they sell it to you? It's about your health. No, it has nothing to do with our health. Look at the stress people go through just to come up with the money to pay it. It's not about our health. It's about federal government employees working for special interest groups, selling you down the river, enslaving you and forcing you to pay for health care to support the medical industry with a gun to your head through extortive measures. Because if you don't, then the IRS is going to come down on you. I would like to see this in the light of the Constitution. I would like to see this in the light of law. Not man's laws, but God's laws. Because, folks, it's getting to the point, and it has been here for a long time, enough is enough. It really, truly is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to check us out on YouTube as well, friends, we got a couple hundred videos that we have conglomerated, gathered together over the years, and they're always talking points, and I guarantee you 95% of them are thoughts that you've never even thought about, and bringing you back to the simplicity of constitutional law, which is based on biblical law, to bring again about the answers. Judgment is the guardian of our liberty, it says, above the Supreme Court justice, with Moses above the heads of those black-robed tyrants in many cases. But again, friends, we need to take back our country, and we need to take responsibility in taking it back and not blaming or laying it to someone else's candor, namely our kids, to do for us what we ought to do for them. One of our forefathers said, if there be trouble, let it come in my time, not my kids'. So if you'd like to check that out, Bradley Dean double E, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Check out those videos. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next half hour, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, to stick to the plan here, I'm going to finish this off. Six insane California, they call them laws. They are not laws because they run counter to law. They are antithetical to our law. there in stark contrast to our law, in which you're seen as the lawless tyrants implementing policies that are unlawful. Number one is the entire state will now ignore U.S. immigration laws. The state will be, and those that are alluring the illegals in that commit crimes, will be personally held according to law for the crimes of those illegals, just so you know. Number two is the DMV is raising vehicle registration fees over the top, friends. We're being taxed to death. Number three is employers can't ask applicants about their salary history. Baloney, friends. Baloney. Baloney. You're giving your position over to the state to dictate everything that you can do? Give me a break. Number four, low-skilled workers will have a harder time finding work. Well, that's the plan, isn't it? They want to create slaves. That's what they're doing. Number five, you can make up your own gender on official state IDs in California. Now, this should tell you the mind of those behind the puppets, namely this lunatic Jerry Brown in the state of California. And by the way, it's not just California. We have a problem here, too. We have a mayor that's as corrupt as she is tall. We have a governor that is corrupt as he is tall. He's an empty uniform. He was voted the worst senator in the state or in the history of America, Mark Dayton. It's just over the top, America. And you know this. And it's also interesting to note the ties with international criminals like that of George Soros. And they are all connected. So in 2018, beginning today, we're told in California, you can make up your own gender on official state IDs to further confuse the police. And it's all by design. Read Daniel 9 when you get a moment. Number six, schools will no longer be allowed to decide whether or not they are gun-free zones. And isn't it interesting that you see all these government people that work for We the People, they're all armed. They all got armed guards. But when it comes to our kids, they're gun-free zones. America, let's put this back into perspective because this is sick. This is insanity on the behalf of the people that stand down and tolerate this garbage is really what it comes down to. I want to get over to what we were talking about last week so I can finish that up through before the end of the hour. Who told you that? And how political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give an appearance of solidity to peer wind, said George Orwell. And as I highlighted earlier, we talked about political party affiliations. They're over the top. Then we went over to none other than the church denominations, why all the division? And then I brought about the answers where President James Buchanan said there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. 90% law, 10% grace, friends. And then again, bringing you back to the answers, I asked to you, the listener, you know, have you heard of deconstructionism? Well, it's something that they have taught, a philosophical and critical movement starting in the 1960s. And what it was is to question traditional assumptions about the ability of language to represent reality and emphasizes that a text has no stable reference or identification because words essentially only refer to other words and therefore a reader must approach a text by eliminating any metaphysical assumptions through an active role of defining meaning, sometimes by a reliance on new words and other wordplay. In other words, redefine the word. Revise, tear down, recreate. Question the authority of Scripture. Question the authority of the Constitution. And by the way, a prime example of that, friends, is just this. When you look at what's going on in public schools, I've had a principal tell me that every 3 to 7 years, the science and the history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. He said, what starts at the top goes to the bottom, as he chuckled it off. So in other words, what kids are getting is folks, not at all true history or true science in any sense of the word. And it's interesting to note that history is his-story, and science is the study of creation. Okay, so it all goes back to the Creator once again, as does everything. But again, they want you to question the authority of the word. And in schools as well, they're trying to teach young people through Common Core that 2 + 2 equals whatever you want it to equal. See, folks, you haven't seen anything yet. If you think things are out of control now through these up and comings, read Luke 7:35. Don't blame them for what you raised up. But you haven't seen anything yet. The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. We haven't seen anything yet. And we don't want to get to the point where we do. So we don't want to dare the justice of God, so therefore we keep his commandments in bringing about justice. Then after we talked about deconstructionism, then I laid a question mark again to the people about the characteristics of the Christ himself and who he really is. Because what we see a softening down of the countenance and character of the scriptural Christ and his disciples, and the disciples of Christ. I mean, the image people have of Christ incarnate in the flesh during his time on earth, and the cross experience, the Calvary experience, the people in this country, when you go into a church, for example, you look at a picture of Jesus, it's effeminate. And yet Scripture tells us he's the line of the tribe of Judah. How does that work, friends? When you look at the cross of Christ in Scripture and compare it to what you see on the wall of a church, you see a little scratch right under one of his pectoralis majors, his chest, with three nails driven through his two hands and his feet. But the fact of the matter is the Bible tells us that he was marred more than any man. He was almost unrecognizable. That's how bad he was scourged, beat upon. And he did that for me and you. Through his water and his blood, through the sacrifice of the Son of Jesus Christ, the propitiation of the sins of the world, the Bible tells us in 1 John 2. See, so why is it that the revisionists aren't just going for definitions and division? Why is it that they're zeroing in on the Christ? Because that's where the great deluder would have fallen men go. Again, the image people have of Christ incarnate in the cross is always portrayed as effeminate and bloodless. Just think about that. See, we're a blood-bought people, both in the natural and in the spiritual, and not in that order. Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Peter 2. And again, in the minds of the people, thanks to the modern day hirelings, John 10:12, Jesus somehow has on pink booties, patent sheep on the backside, telling them that everything will be okay, when again, nothing could be further than scriptural truth. When you go to Matthew 16:14, let's put it into perspective, friends. When he asked his disciples as to who do men say that I am, you know what the disciples said? They say, some say that thou art John the Baptist, the greatest prophet born of women. That dude was a bad boy who moved in the power of Elijah, right? Others said, Elijah, isn't that the guy that was on top of Mount Carmel when the Lord brought down the fire and the false prophets were killed? Because God bore witness to Elijah that he was the true prophet standing up against King Ahab and Jezebel. And it's also interesting to note it was King Ahab trying to convince the people that Elijah was the troubler of Israel, when in fact Elijah said of the tyrant King Ahab and Jezebel, I'm not the troubler of Israel. It's you and your father's house that have forgotten your father's commandments. So his disciples said, people think that you're John the Baptist risen from the dead. People say you're Elijah. And then some say Jeremiah. Jeremiah? Are you kidding me? Jeremiah the prophet? They call him the weeping prophet. And you know as well as I do what everybody's thinking about. Poor little weakling. Now, he was crucified to the Christ, but he lived by the power of God unto salvation. That's a power not to be played with. And that's the power that the gates of hell shall not prevail against. And also keep in mind, when the Lord was compared to none other than Jeremiah, also keep in mind that Jeremiah was sent in Jeremiah 1 to utter my judgments against them disobedient people, touching all of their wickedness who have forsaken me and burned incense unto other gods and worshiped the work of their own hands. And the Lord sent him to tear down and to build up. Let's put it into scriptural perspective so we can understand who the Christ is, a man of war in righteousness. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the characteristics and contrast of the living Christ, who is contrary to what America has him painted out to be. I was just highlighting the fact that when his disciples asked, or rather were asked, as to whom do men say that I am, they said, some said John the Baptist. What was his message, friends? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Elijah, the prophet that went to Mount Carmel, the Lord sent a witness by God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost by sending the fire and destroying the false prophets and setting the record straight. And then they also said, some say that you're Jeremiah. Jeremiah. And see, when you listen to the American church as to the characteristics of Jeremiah, he's the weeping prophet. He's the weeping prophet. Oh, whoa, little weak church. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. The church is the anvil. The world is the hammer. The hammer needs to be replaced, not the anvil. Let's put this into perspective. It's also interesting to note in 2 Peter, the Bible talks about how Satan himself is as a roaring lion. As. He's mocking the Christ all the time. But the Bible tells us that Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Let's put this into perspective, friends. See, I trust that the problem in this country is that the church has hand in glove with the world, and that's why it doesn't have any power, because it's left off the cross.
They're enemies of the cross. Read Philippians 3. And that's exactly what it is. But Jeremiah, the Lord said of him, I will set my judgment. I will utter my judgments against them, touching all of their wickedness. This is who Jeremiah was sent to. The people that the Lord said, I will utter my judgments against them, touching all of their wickedness, who have forsaken me and burned incense unto other gods. Like in America, you know, burning incense to other gods is, you know, like during a football game or a hockey game or a baseball game. You know how people just give their all to that baseball game or that football game or that hockey game? And they give everything they got, even the top of their lungs, they give it all up, don't they? It's their prayers going to their false gods. Because burnt incense is just that. Zacharias at the beginning of Luke was what his duty was to go inside. His ministerial duty was to go inside and to offer up burnt incense. What was that? Prayers. And worship the work of their own hands. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. You know, I had a guy one time years ago. A little brainwashed, biblically illiterate individual. He talked about, he was a guitar player, and he said one time he was playing his guitar. And as he was playing his guitar, he said he heard the Lord whisper in his ears, will you do this? Will you do this? I don't get it. Will you do this? And I instantly had to say to him that you're telling me Jesus was asking you if you would do something for him? And he said, yes, when I was playing my guitar, the Lord whispered in my ear and he asked me if I would do something for him. And I said, really? I said, that's interesting because I can't find that in Scripture. I don't see where the Lord asked outside of wanting to see where your faith was at. But when it comes to the commands of the Lord, like, for example, Matthew 28, verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all the nations. This is what he said to his church, to every one of them, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and or the pastor. Go ye therefore and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Right? That's what it said. And that's what it does say. And what's interesting is right after he said that, guess what? He said that he commanded in teaching them to obey in all that I have commanded you, is what he said in verse 20. And teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And how many times? No wonder why. Folks, that's a spirit of Antichrist. Read 1 John 2 in whole. He didn't ask us. He told us. And if we're born in the Spirit, of the Spirit, we're going to be willing to do the things of the Spirit because we're led of the Spirit. For as many are led of the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Going on. So they said that he was John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. You know, it's also interesting to note that in Matthew 7:29, it says that he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites who had no authority. Wow. And again, go to Matthew 3:2, because the message that Jesus brought forth and commanded his disciples to bring forth was repent. Oh, but we're just going to win people to Jesus. Folks, the image of Christ that people in this country have of Christ is completely unscriptural. It reminds me of John Wesley. The great English field prophet, John was kicked out of the church for confronting the heretical teachings of the day, which God used to push him to the masses, by the way. Read John 16:2, you'll understand. And it was said that after John Wesley's death, that the pictures which were painted of him by the congregants, they said that the pictures of John Wesley, they're just too rough in countenance. So instead of painting John Wesley, they simply painted an effeminate and softened down version of the real John Wesley in which you see today. By the way, I have an actual picture of that field prophet. And he wasn't an evangelist. He was a prophet. But that dude, like that of Finney, like that of Booth, like that of Bunyan, like that of Spurgeon, folks, those folks, they understood what it was like to go through hell on earth. Read Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I mean, folks, they understood what it was like to go. It was like pushing up, rolling forward Zion is one of the songs they used to sing. It's like pushing a boulder over the top of a hill, it seems like, at time by faith. Do you know that hip-hop artist Chuck D said of Martin Luther King Jr.? Listen to this. He said, I don't like the... By the way, the Martin Luther King Jr. that you've seen in a public setting, he was very radical, especially compared to what you see today. But there was video, and I've watched every documentary. I've sat down with many of his friends. I sat down with Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta. I've sat down with Roger Wilkins, former DOJ. John Siegenthaler, who was also during that time, who was friends with Robert Kennedy. And listen, a first-hand experience is what I'm trying to get to. But I have video of Martin Luther King where it's like, that dude, not only is he a prophet, but is that dude radical and militant? Of course. And by the way, Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, talked about his fellow soldiers. Of course he was. But why today are they trying to change the characteristics in the countenance of God's children? I don't get it. And I totally get it. Because it's the same thing that you're seeing today. You're seeing the effeminization of men in a society where men act like the women and the women act like the men. It's sick, and it's twisted, and it's perverted, and it's an abomination in the sight of God. I don't care if you like it or not. It's a fact. But hip-hop artist Chuck D said of Martin Luther King Jr., he said, I don't like the fact that when people look at Dr. King in the millennium, there's a year-by-year softening down of his image like he wasn't radical. You had to have a radical viewpoint just to be able to stand in the face of oppression and take it to a physical level if need be. And yet when you look at Scripture, it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. For what, friends? Listen carefully. For what? It's the very things that the inspiration of God was given for, that you don't hear a thing preached in the church for the most part. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. For what? For reproof. When's the last time you've seen a minister reprove anybody? For correction. When's the last time? Correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. When's the last time you've seen a preacher correct? And for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. And why is that? Because those that understand the Spirit of God, even just a little bit, they're the ones that are endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace with God through the bearing of the cross, not without the cross. Why? Because there's one body, one Spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling, and one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians 4:3-6. So folks, let us never be guilty of sacrificing any portion of truth on the altar of peace. Love you by what we do.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.